Nice. All done. Here. Now it's time to slide your little tushies off. Ready? Go, buddy.
Watch me, Daddy.
Okay, play. Yay! Excellent job. High five, brother. All right.
Watch me, Daddy.
Good. Excellent job. High five, brother. Brother. All right.
Hey, Jess, how come the outdoor play set isn't, oh, I don't know, outdoors?
Don't ask me. Ask Danny. He banned us from the backyard.
Oh, that's right. He's reseeding the grass.
Honey, please, could you not use the word reseed around you-know-who?
Well, Jess, it's going to take 3 weeks for the grass to grow in.
Well, I know, honey, but I promised the kids I'd build this for them, and when I make a promise to my children, I don't break it. God knows I tried, though. They begged, they pleaded. They gave me the, lip.
Well, this is great. This is going to be like living in a playground for 3 weeks.
Well, don't blame me. Blame Danny. In fact, you know what? That sounds like an excellent idea. Excuse me, I'm going to go blame Danny.
Jess, you can't blame Danny.
Why not?
You can't leave.
Why?
Danny's waxing the hallway floor. We're going to be stuck in here for about an hour.
Oh, great. I'm a prisoner in my own attic.
Daddy, you slide.
Well, son, Daddy's not really in the mood to slide. There it is, the lip again. I'm a sucker for the lip. All right, come on, I'll give you a ride on the slide. You go with me. Hang on, brother. All right, here we go. Ready, set, go!
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Almost an hour. I reserved the bathroom for exactly an hour.
Oh, Joey, come on. I have a date tonight.
Hey, I followed all the rules. I filled out all the forms. I even sent out a memo.
Joey, come on! Joey! Hey, did you know that Joey reserved the bathroom for a whole hour?
Gotta read those memos.
Oh no, Harmonica Girl lives.
Michelle, give me a break. It's been 3 days.
I have to practice down in the valley.
Why don't you practice down in the basement?
I have to study.
In case you're wondering why my name is on the wall, it's because it's my room too.
Come on! Dad, you gotta help me. Joey's never coming out.
DJ, he can't stay in there forever. He's gotta eat sometime.
Thanks, dude.
Joey! Joey! When you're finished, there better not be a pepperoni ring around the tub.
Harmonica stealer.
No way, music murderer.
No, Dad, stop
me. Fighting. Dad does not want to hear your petty problems. Dad, I'm not going to have enough time to dry my hair. Joey's been in there for
Guys. Hey, I can only handle one problem at a time, okay?
Now, cover me. I'm going in. Get back. Oh, this is a pretty picture. You know, I love Italian food in the bathroom as much as the next guy, but don't you think you've been in here long enough?
Danny, I share a bathroom with three girls. There's always someone in here blow-drying, moisturizing, tweezing. All I'm asking for is an hour of peace and quiet where I can gather my thoughts.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Every man deserves a chance to sit back and reflect on the deeper meanings of life.
Thank you, Danny. All right, tub hockey, here we go. Sharks versus the ducks. Sharks!
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it's time you start showing a little consideration for some of the other people that live in this house.
Why don't we start with knocking on the bathroom door when a guy's in the tub?
Just eat your pizza, bubble boy. Now, you, I gotta talk to you about a few things, you know. All right, first of all, you close the backyard, you don't consult me, okay? You wax the floor, again, you don't consult me. You rearrange the cupboard, you defrost the refrigerator, you scotch guard my high school yearbook, again, you don't consult me. Do you see a pattern going on here?
Yes. You complain a lot. That better not be the falafel guy.
Dad!
Dad!
Dad! Dad! I mean, Danny.
Dad! 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 Dad!
I had to set up a play set for my kids in my own room.
But everybody, please chill. There's somebody at the door. There's nobody at the door. Hold it.
Okay. After dinner tonight, we'll have a little family meeting, and everybody can just put all their complaints in and lodge them formally.
Good, because let me tell you a little something. I'm going to lodge a large one.
Well, I'm squeaky clean.
Bathroom's free.
I gotta go.
Me first.
My garlic bread.
Oh, this house has really changed.
You're not kidding. I never had a strange man in it before.
Forgive me. The name is Bond. Lou Bond. Your daughter let me in.
My daughters are all upstairs, and they're going to hear me if I scream.
Hey, Stretch.
You're downstairs, daughter.
You're running low on the moo juice, Pops.
I'm running low on patience, Gibbs.
Ew, this stuff's gone chunky.
And it's yours as a lovely parting gift. Kimmy Gibbler, go on home! Wait a minute. Lou Bond? Of the Bond Foundation? Bond Plaza? The Bond Trade Towers?
The Bond Trade Towers was my father. And this was our house before Daddy hit it big. I lived here the first 12 years of my life. Lots of marvelous memories.
Really? Well, maybe you could explain to me about the scuff mark that was on the landing when we moved in. Okay, why don't I show you around?
Right this way, please. Right. If he wants to have a family meeting, I will make a list of complaints. My first complaint, I hate family meetings.
Jess, give it a rest, huh? Hey, the boys are napping. You know what that means?
Oh, yeah.
We get to use the slide.
No, honey, I want to go first.
I'm going first.
No, no. Let me go first, honey. No.
The ears. Guys, I hope we're not interrupting anything weird.
No problem.
Jesse, Rebecca. This is, Lou. Bond Lou. Screwed that up, didn't I?
How do you do, Lou?
How do you do?
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Mr. Bond actually grew up in this house.
Really? Oh, look. They're still there. The initials I carved in the beam. B. L. B. Mr. Tanner, I'd, like to talk to you about something. What do you say to cigars on the back porch?
I'd say, hello, cigars. It's a lovely evening we're having, isn't it? Little cigar humor. Kind of a joke.
Good one.
No, no, no.
Okay. You all know I call this little family meeting because we've all been getting on each other's nerves, which is bound to happen when so many nerves live so close together. What I'm about to say might actually solve everyone's problems.
We're sending Michelle to harmonica camp?
We're sending you to be a nicer sister camp.
Girls, makeup. Okay, now that that's taken care of, on to more important matters. All right. Lack of consideration. On March 4th, 1989, Danny paints the banister without telling anyone. I slide down said banister on the way to a job interview, at which I am nicknamed Skunk Pants.
Jess, I still have the floor here.
Fine, if you're gonna have the floor and you're gonna wax it, tell us.
All right. Now, as you all know, Mr. Bond, Lou Bond, is a very wealthy man. Now, he has everything he's ever wanted his entire life, except for one thing, to live here in the house he grew up in.
Forget it. There's enough people living here already.
He's sharing your bathroom.
Now, guys, he doesn't want to live here with us. He wants to buy the house. He wants to
what?
Buy our house.
Really?
Yes. Yes, and he's offering me twice what it's worth.
Are you serious?
Yeah, which means we could buy an even bigger house in this exact same neighborhood, and then maybe we wouldn't drive each other so crazy, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Let's try that. Yes. I could have my own room. I could have my own bathroom.
I could have my own kitchen. I could have my own living room. I could have my own backyard.
Honey, it's called a house.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, we've been talking about moving to our own house someday. Maybe that someday is now.
Well, the boys could use some more growing space. I mean, they're not getting any shorter.
I'm definitely ready to move into my own place. After all, I'm a grown man. Plus, I need more shelf space for my toys.
You know what? I think this is the first family meeting where we all actually agree on something. Well, that's it then. I mean, we're out of here. We're moving.
This is all right.
That's right.
I don't even know.
Jess, look at this house on Linwood Street. It's got a big backyard, central air, and a hot tub.
Ooh, hot tub. I love hot tubs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, boys, how would you like to live in a house with a hot tub?
What's a hot tub?
It's cool. It's like a really big bathtub.
No bath. No way.
No, guys, this tub is outside. And you don't have to use soap.
Now you tell me.
Oh, hey, Michelle, hot tub party. Our new house. Be there.
You got a new house already?
No, we don't have it yet, but we're looking. I mean, it's kind of fun to think about, huh?
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about it.
Good.
What do you got? Jess, look at this. This house has central blow drying.
Let me see that. Where?
Gotcha.
So my mom says if you buy a condo from her real estate office, I get half the commission, plus one of those really cool yellow jackets.
Mm. Oh, hey, look at this one, huh? Natural Meadows.
Yeah, I sold one of those yesterday.
Wow, and look at all these cool activities. Lawn bowling, shuffleboard, tetherball. Oh, and look how happy everyone is.
It's because they're all naked. It's a nudist colony.
Oh, my God! I better give Father O'Connell his check back.
Thanks. I was playing the blues.
I like the part when the spit shot out.
When I decorate my own room, I'm gonna put my bed by my window, my dresser by my door, and Michelle down the hall.
Ha, ha, ha.
Michelle, when we move out, you're gonna have your own room again. If Stephanie comes in, you can throw her out.
Can I practice now?
Later. Dad said we have to clean up because tonight Mr. Bond's coming over for an inspection.
What's he inspecting for?
Well, he has to check everything out, make sure it's perfect, or else he won't buy the house. You know, make sure the foundation is straight, there are no leaks, and especially that there's no infestation.
What's infestation?
You know, vermin. Disgusting stuff like termites, rats, silverfish, roaches.
Ew.
Exactly. But don't worry, Dad's devoted his life to keeping vermin out of the house. Except Kimmy.
I don't want to move. I like that we all live together.
Then you better flunk that inspection.
How do we do that?
We're your friends. We'll help you.
We need a plan. Let's put our heads together. Hello? I'd like to order some vermin. Ew. Thanks anyways. Bye.
What did he say?
They don't sell them. They only kill them. We need another plan.
Okay. But keep away from my head.
Hello again, Mr. Tanner.
Ah, Mr. Bond. Come on in. My home is your home, but not until the check clears. Just feel free to laugh anytime. Michelle, why didn't you go to dinner with everybody else?
I wanted to stay for the inspection.
Sweetheart, it's going to be kind of boring.
Maybe not.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we just start with the living room here?
Dad, did you mention the leaky roof?
What are you talking about, honey? The roof is in perfect condition. You'll have to excuse my daughter.
That's very odd. I just felt some water on my head.
Told you, leaky roof.
Michelle, we do not have a leaky roof. In fact, it's not even raining. That's not even the roof.
Tell that to the guy with the wet head.
And this would be my daughter DJ's room.
I hope everything's okay in there.
Whoa!
Michelle, what happened here?
Everything's slanted. It must be the foundation. See?
Whoa! Whoa!
I wouldn't want to buy a house this crooked.
Something's crooked here, and it's not the foundation.
Why bother? Whatever do you mean?
You guys better get over here. You got a big infestation.
I can't wait.
Mr. Bond, I assure you, there is not now, nor has there ever been a bug or a rodent in this house.
Oh, it's worse than that. Got a bad case of dogs.
Michelle, what are all those dogs doing in your room?
A lot of...
We're home.
Yeah, we brought you a doggy bag.
Must be Comet's poker night.
Wait up, dogs! We should have gone with the damn vermin!
What's going on around here? Michelle, we need to talk. And expect the phrase grounded for life to come up a lot. Mr. Bond, I am so sorry. Michelle, if you were so upset about moving, why didn't you come and talk to us about it?
You were all going crazy. Everybody was talking about hot tubs and telephones in the bathroom. Nobody cared that we're not going to be living together anymore.
Sweetheart, we care. We were just trying to make things a little better around here.
It already is better. It's the best house I ever lived in.
Michelle, it's the only house you've ever lived in.
It's a great house. Everything happened here. Don't you guys remember?
Yeah, sure we remember, Michelle. We all love this house.
Well, if you love this house, then why are we moving? Aren't you going to miss us?
There it is, the lip. The lip. That's where Nikki and Alex get it.
Well, that was a Hallmark moment. But now back to business, Mr. Tanner. What check would you prefer? I have Giants of American Industry or Kittens in a Cookie Jar?
Hold on, sir. You know what? Michelle's right. This house is more than just walls and a ceiling. It's our lives.
Yeah, I remember when we first moved in here with Mom. Man, this place was so big. It was like a castle.
And you know, I remember when I couldn't even reach that counter. Joey had to lift me up to get to the cookie jar.
Well, I wasn't gonna leave my fingerprints on the lid, that's for sure.
Danny, when I moved in, I thought I'd be here for a few months to help you, help you raise the girls and everything. I mean, I had no idea I'd be living here for 7 years, getting married in this house, raising my own kids here. The best move I ever made. Thanks for reminding me, Michelle.
No problem.
Well, Jess, I guess that hot tub will have to wait. We don't have a lot of room here, but we have a lot of love, a lot of laughs, and a lot of babysitters.
Yeah.
You heard him, Mr. Bunn. We're not selling our house. Are we, Dad?
Are we, Dad?
Danny? No, guys, don't worry. We're not moving. Mr. Bond, I think what everybody here is trying to tell you is there's no amount of money that would break up this family.
Now that's funny. You're actually serious.
Hey, you guys gotta help me out. My mom and I are having this big argument. Okay, now which stinks more? My sneakers or my clogs?
You again. Who are you?
The next door neighbor.
Sometimes things work out for the best. The sneakers.
Kimmy, guess what? We're staying.
All right.
But your shoes are leaving.
Well, that cleared the yard.
Comet, you live here. We all live here.